USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Wildfires continue to intensify in Oregon. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
As fires continue throughout the West Coast, hundreds of firefighters are now battling two large wildfires that threaten to merge near the most populated part of the state of Oregon, including the suburbs of Portland. And the governor said dozens of people are missing in other parts of the state. The state's emergency management director, Andrew Phelps, said officials are preparing for a mass fatality event and that thousands of structures have already been destroyed. Governor Kate Brown said more than 40,000 Oregonians have already been evacuated, and about 500,000 are in different levels of evacuation zones, either having been told to leave or to prepare to get that done. The Oregon Convention Center in Portland is among the buildings being transformed into shelters for evacuees. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making an extra $5,000 to $10,000 a month flipping tax-lien properties or buying tax-forfeited properties at 50% off market value to flip for even larger cash profits? Then listen. The Tax Lien Wealth Builders Company is offering a free tax lien investor kit to anyone that texts INVEST to 72000 right now. With this kit, you'll learn to use their formula and website to buy tax liens anywhere in the U.S. that can earn you up to 18 to 25% return secured by the government. It's so simple you can even do this from the safety of your own home if you have access to the right online tools. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty, fixing up houses, or unclogging toilets, text INVEST to 72000 now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus free tickets to an online training session, and see how fast you can receive your first tax lien paycheck. You can't afford to wait. Text INVEST to 72000. That's tax INVEST to 72000 for your free kit now. Individual results may vary. Text INVEST to 72000.
The niece of Osama bin Laden wrote a letter of support to the U.S. on the 19th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks. Nur bin Laden wrote on Twitter that not a day has gone by since that horrible tragic day that she hasn't thought of America. She added that she has privately grieved with Americans for the lives lost. The New York Post reports that she has stressed that her feelings and values are, quote, diametrically opposed to the name that she bears. Bin Laden recently endorsed President Trump for re-election. Police in St. Louis have issued summonses to 9 protesters for trespassing when they marched onto a private street back in June. It happened during a now-viral incident which a married couple pointed guns at protesters outside their home. The protesters were heading towards the home of Mayor Lida Crewson to call for her resignation after reading the names and addresses of those who called for the defunding of the police. As far as the couple who pointed the firearms, Mark and Patricia McCloskey face a felony charge. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Medal of Honor has gone to a service member for the first time for actions in the fight against the Islamic State. USA's Tim Berg has details.
President Trump is awarding the Medal of Honor to U.S. Army Delta Force Sergeant Major Thomas Patrick Payne.
Pat, you embody the righteous glory of American valor. We stand in awe of your heroic daring and gallant deeds. You truly went above and beyond the call of duty to earn our nation's highest military honor.
Payne joined the military shortly after the September 11th terrorist attacks. President Trump says Payne is an inspiration for all Americans.
Today he joins the immortal company of our most revered American heroes. Pat, you personify the motto, Rangers lead the way, and you inspire us all.
Payne is also the first living Delta Force member to receive the award since the creation of the counterterrorism unit in the late 1970s. Ohio's new health director resigned hours after her appointment. Joan Duvey, who has been serving as South Carolina's public health director, told the state newspaper Friday that conversations in which she learned about the difficulties faced by her predecessor Amy Acton led her ultimately to reject the job in her home state. The Washington Post reports that public health workers around the country have faced a wave of protests in addition to political pressure since the pandemic had prompted widespread shutdowns. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.